the National Bicycle Greenway's Mountain Mover podcast series. Here you will get up close and personal with people who are taking giant steps for the betterment of cyclists and for the planet itself. We talk with some of the people who bicycle San Francisco, which as a world-class city is also fast becoming one of the planet's bike-friendliest. Home to 744,000 persons, we talked with some of those who make up the growing number of cyclists and regularly ride the Golden Gate City. It's our hope that in conjunction with the San Francisco Bike and Report Card, and soon the About San Francisco excerpt will appear in my upcoming book, How America Can Bike and Grow Rich, both of which you can find at bikeroute.com, that you will go away with a better feeling for what it's like to cycle the streets of San Francisco.
We were able to get nonstop freelance artist Mona Carone to stop working long enough to share with us some of her insight as to how she cycles in her city. Swiss-born and car-free all of her life, she has been biking to her work as an illustrator and muralist in San Francisco since 1996. Fluent in four languages, the demand for her services extends far beyond the San Francisco she loves so much to include a wide range of many corporate clients, as well as museums and theater and music venues all over the world.
So, Mona, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Great. Okay. You're a cyclist in San Francisco, an artist, a muralist. You get to a lot of your jobs by bicycle. In fact, you're known as the bike riding muralist. Okay, so now what I'm wondering is, do you schlep your paints and all your stuff you need for murals around on a bike, or how does that work?
No, hell no. I'm way too lazy for that. I'm not that hardcore. I store my paints and my ladders and everything on the location where I do the mural, and I just get there by bicycle. I keep it as light as possible.
Okay. So
I'm not like in that guy in the bicycle. Have you seen The Bicycle Thief, the Ladra di Bicicletta, the movie, where there's a scene where you can see people on ladders people on bikes carrying ladders, which I always thought was so amazing. But I've never tried that myself.
Okay. What was that movie again?
Ladri di Biciclette, it's like Bicycle Thief, Bicycle Thief.
Oh, okay, The Bicycle Thief, got it, okay, all right. So that tells me you're French, is that what I'm understanding?
No, I'm Swiss-Italian.
You're Swiss-Italian, okay. Now, you ride a bike, I guess, pretty much for transportation there in the city, huh?
That's right.
Okay, and am I correct in assuming that you're car-free, Mona?
I am car-free. I've never owned a car.
Great.
I have a driver's license just in case, but like I've never actually owned a car.
Wow. Do you have a driver's license as a kind of a way of being a legitimate American? Is that part of that program?
I guess, I mean, that's one thing. But I drive in Europe when I'm there, but here I just never do.
Okay. How long have you been in San Francisco and riding a bike in the city?
I started riding a bike in 1996. Before then, I simply walked everywhere and used public transportation. And then what happened is a friend of mine took me to my first critical mass. I borrowed a bicycle, and we went to critical mass. And I had such a lot of fun. It was so great that I believe it was the very next day that I went out and bought my first bicycle.
Great. 1996, you've been a bike riding person in San Francisco. Great. Okay, well, that's excellent to hear. Now, you're a female cyclist, and a very gentle female cyclist at that. I accentuate the female because most guys that ride bikes have lots of bikes. Myself, I've got more than a dozen. And how many bikes do you have?
I have one single bike.
Okay. Does it have a name?
It does have a name. It's Mona exclamation point.
Okay.
What I did was, it's a marine bicycle, but I rearranged the stickers that say marine, and I got to say Mona with exclamation point.
Great. All right. Now, is that Mona exclamation point, what kind of bike is it? You say it's a Marin. If you can figure it as such that it's kind of a urban kind of assault vehicle, or is it a mountain bike? Is it a...
No, it's a cross bike. Okay. You know, very. I like it because it's light, it's aluminum, but, you know, it's perfect for just regular urban cycling. I am not a sports cyclist, and I also do not fetishize bicycles. Like, I ride a bicycle for everyday transportation, and mm-hmm. I love them as objects. I think they're beautiful invention, mm-hmm. like aesthetically beautiful also. But I do not, I'm not like into gear, you know? It's like,
uh-huh, right.
I don't want to go out and talk about what kind of like frame or hub uh-huh, or whatever uh-huh. I have. I actually know nothing about that stuff.
Do you know any women that do?
Oh, yeah.
You know women that talk about gear?
Well, okay, I can't really name you somebody in particular now, but there must be, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
In San Francisco.
Okay. How about gear where it relates to making your bicycling easier? Do you have fenders and lights and things like that on your
no,
Mono exclamation
no,
point?
Like really no? Nothing. I'm no? pretty minimalist. I don't really think about the bike or the stuff around the bike so much. It's just like I like using it as simply as possible. And I actually don't even wear any bicycling clothing or mm-hmm. sports clothing along with it. I'm afraid to say I don't even wear a helmet. It's like it's more like the European approach to bicycles where you just it's an extension of walking. It just goes mm-hmm. a little faster and
yeah.
you are dressed exactly the way you want to dress for the occasion, not for I don't dress for the transportation to go somewhere. I dress for whatever the occasion is.
Mm-hmm.
So painty clothes to go to the mural.
Okay.
Or like, I've been on a bicycle dressed up in, you know, evening clothes also.
Really?
High heels and everything.
Love it. Wow. How about repair? Who does that for you? You have...
I usually go to, here in San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
I just Valencia Cyclery.
You take it to a bike shop.
Like,
you don't do your own repair.
Okay. Do my own.
Okay. Yeah. How many miles would you say you ride a day?
Oh, my God. I don't know. And, you know, I don't ride every day.
Mm-hmm.
It totally depends on what's happening.
Okay. What's the furthest you'll go? Will you go across town? Will you go 5
yeah.
miles or 10 miles or...
No, not 10 miles, across
no.
town, you know,
okay.
just from my neighborhood to downtown to maybe the ocean or things like that, but not really beyond that.
Okay. And just for those listeners that don't know, San Francisco, the 49er town, named after the 1849 gold rush, is a town 7 by 7 square miles in size. So
right.
it's not real big. So you've got a
no.
town that's
Let's
7
say,
by
like,
7.
Maximum 7 miles.
Uh-huh.
No, wait a minute. Maximum 14 back and forth.
Okay.
That would already be a lot for me.
Wow. You've gone that far.
Have I done beta breakers on a bicycle?
Yeah?
I don't think I have. I don't really have.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I take that back.
Okay. All right. Well, beta breakers is how far?
7 miles. But
yeah.
then back and forth would be 14.
Okay. So you've done that?
I haven't really just done that just for the sake of doing that.
Uh-huh,
but
uh-huh.
I've probably ridden the equivalent like on a critical mass and then combining with going someplace up later. And
yeah, you probably.
Like that, or just on outings mm-hmm. with friends
mm-hmm.
and various things like that, yes.
What Mona means by beta breakers is San Francisco is located on a peninsula, the tip of a peninsula, surrounded on either side by one side is the San Francisco Bay, the other side, of course, is the Pacific Ocean. So beta breakers not only is the name of a popular running race, but the name of the San Francisco Bay as it makes its way to the across San Francisco to the breakers, the ocean waves at Ocean Beach on the Pacific Ocean. Does it ever get too cold to ride a bike there in the city?
Too what?
Too cold.
Too cold?
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, not too cold. It gets too windy. Like, the wind bothers me more than the cold.
Okay. All right.
Because of the dust and everything
okay,
going
now,
in my face. I've been thinking of getting Amelia Earhart-style aviator goggles
okay.
to ride around town. I just haven't found the right size.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I bought one pair, but they don't fit right.
Uh-huh. I love it. All right, so you're going for the Amelia Earhart look now, huh? Well, next time we see someone flying around on a bicycle, we'll know it's you.
No, I'm looking for that gear. I don't actually own it yet.
No, next time we see someone like that, we'll know it's you, though.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, there's lots of hills in San Francisco. It's legendary for its hills. What do you do about that? Do you go around them? Do you go up them? Is there a way around them? Why don't you tell us about that?
There usually is a way around them.
Mm-hmm.
You've probably heard talk about the famous wiggle in
mm-hmm.
San Francisco,
right?
Which is that zigzaggy route to avoid the big hills to go
mm-hmm.
from anywhere downtown to the Haight.
Mm-hmm.
There's other wiggles like that around town, so I do try to avoid hills.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm working now on a mural, the hill is unavoidable.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just do go all the way up
mm-hmm.
on my bike, but not to try and like break some record or anything, just because I have to.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you find it's they're doable then? Most hills?
They're doable. They're absolutely doable.
Most hills in San Francisco?
I mean, if it gets too much, I simply get off my bike and push it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because you've got hills there that, as we've talked about in another podcast here about San Francisco cycling, that are as steep as 31.5%. And that's intense.
Right.
That's like a wall.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
How about the fog? Does that ever bother you?
No, not too much. Also, I'm very lucky now to live in the Mission District,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't really have that much fog. Also has less wind, which is great, so it's
mm-hmm.
easier to get around.
So the Mission is less fog, less wind, and...
Yeah, warmer, sunnier.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Mission, for people that don't know on the outside that are tuning into this will be in my book, How America Can Bike and Go Rich, because I've done a pretty extensive history of a lot of the cities that we are traipsing through with our mayor's ride. The Mission is named after Mission Dolores, which also was Mission De La Francisco or something like that. The original Mission in San Francisco from the early 1700s. It was dedicated at about the time that the Declaration of Independence was signed. There used to be a lake called Lake Dolores, where Mission Dolores is, and it was probably the most optimal spot in San Francisco, and Mona lives there, and that's why we're hearing about the fact that it's got...
I actually live one block from that Mission.
Oh, you do? Great. All right. That's so excellent. And it's just such a beautiful area. It really is, in terms of you actually get sun there, whereas a lot of San Francisco spends a lot of the summer in fog. Would that not be correct to say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
But we have microclimates in San Francisco, like various neighborhoods.
Uh-huh.
Have these different climates. It's really true. You can take, it's actually a fun thing, taking the underground public transportation, because you get into one metro station and it's one type of weather. You come out another, it's completely different.
Hmm. Also of note of interest is the fact that the Mission wasn't burned during the Great San Francisco Earthquake and Fire. It stopped. They had the fire hydrants, I guess, worked in Mission. Is that what it was?
No, it's actually kind of funny you mentioned that, because there is one fire hydrant at the corner of Church and 20th Street,
mm-hmm.
512, that sort of saved the Mission District. But
right.
The last thing that was a hydrant that was working around there, and it's painted gold every year in commemoration of this fact. And the 100th anniversary of the earthquake just went by. And I was saying, it's funny you mentioned that one, because the mural that I just painted is one block from that location. So
oh, great.
I go right. past.
Uh-huh.
I live right near the original house of San Francisco, and I walk past that hydrant every day.
Wow. Wow. So you're right, very steeped in the history. How exciting. Now, do you find yourself, you've kind of spoken to the fact that you don't dress any differently when you're on a bike, when you're going to go off and do art, or you're going to go off and do an evening in the town or something like that.
Yeah.
How do you speak to all the different weather extremes you can experience in a day? You can go from a cold and damp and foggy
layer.
To sunny and warm.
I'm a layer person. I never leave home without several layers.
Never leave home without your layers, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly, like onion peel type.
Okay.
And right. always a windbreaker. It can be very light, but it needs to be there. Yeah.
Okay, now what do you do with all these layers when it's time to take them off? Do you wrap them around your waist, around your shoulder?
I just stuff them in my bag.
In your bag. Now, the bag is something that lives on your bike or on your person?
No, not on my person.
You carry a bag with yourself.
I have a ton of bikes. A ton of bags, I mean.
You're the bag lady, then.
I'm a bag lady.
Okay. All right. Didn't mean for that to come out like that, because I think that everyone knows that Mona is anything but a bag lady. How do motorists treat you there in the city?
Pretty well. I don't have problems too often with motorists.
Mm-hmm. And have you seen their attitudes change at all in the years you've been cycling? It sounds like about 10 or 11 years in the city.
Not very much, but the thing that I did notice is how many more bicyclists there are on the streets of San Francisco.
Great.
Since I moved 14 years ago. I didn't even notice bicyclists that much at the very beginning because I wasn't one myself, but even since I started in 96 to now, like in these 10 years, it's dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
The change in the number of cyclists on the street is dramatic.
That's exciting. That is truly exciting.
So I think that car motorists' attitude toward cyclists change in response to that.
Mm-hmm.
There's just more space.
Right, right. Mona, what about tracks, the ubiquitous cable car tracks and the tracks for the electric trolley lines and things like that. Have you ever gone down on them? Ever crashed?
That's another thing that I learned on Critical Mass. I went flying one time, and I learned to hold on to the handlebars.
You went flying. You crashed?
I wiped out.
Okay. And that was
my
the one.
My front wheel got caught in the groove, mm-hmm. one of those.
Right, right.
And I just flew over the handlebars.
Oh, my God. And that was your
the only time it happened, and it happened during Critical Mass at a very, very, very low speed.
Uh-huh.
So it was perfect. It was still enough. It uh-huh. didn't really scare me.
Wow.
And, you know, I didn't get hurt or anything.
So you're extra mindful of those, huh?
Excuse me?
You're very mindful of those now, huh?
Very mindful of those, and I'm so lucky that it happened to me in such a safe situation.
Right.
Where basically
right.
there was no other traffic around, but other bicyclists going very, very slowly.
How about car doors?
I stay away from them.
And have you had any close calls in that way?
Not extremely close calls. I've been very aware of that danger.
Okay.
And I just always make a point of riding a safety from parked cars.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's talk about the future of cycling for a second, and that's children. Do you see many kids cycling in San Francisco? Children
no.
like under the age of 12 or so?
No, no.
Not
I
at
think
all,
it's
huh?
still perceived as too dangerous for them.
Hmm. Wow.
I mean, friends, like in Europe, in places like Copenhagen and so on, there's such a excellent network of bike paths, not just bike lanes, but bike paths.
Mm-hmm.
And all the entire range of demographic range of people just ride bicycles, including very small kids and old people, everything. And but here, it's just the pavement quality also is not that great. It's just in many spots, it's not a very comfortable ride, while in some of these places in Europe, it's just absolutely smooth and feels very safe. And so it attracts a wider demographic, I think.
Okay, now you say you're from Switzerland, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was the biking like in Switzerland as it compares to San Francisco?
Actually, where I'm from,
uh-huh.
there's a very poor infrastructure for bicycles. In general, in Switzerland, it's very good, but where I'm from, it's not. The Italian part of Switzerland. I'm from really very mountainous region.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous and extremely steep. You think San Francisco is steep? You should see where I'm from.
Okay.
We're talking.
And what city is that?
Oh, I'm not from a city. I'm from a small village in the mountains, you know. Where I'm from, the streets sometimes are just one lane for two-way streets. You know,
uh-huh. Wow.
Where if a car encounters another car, the one coming from above needs to back up to the next available spot to make room. So in those conditions, imagine being a bicyclist.
Jeez. So this is kind of like heaven compared almost in a way for
it's dangerous for a bicyclist to be in streets like that.
Yeah.
Very poor visibility too, because there's all these curves and everything.
Right. So San Francisco
and
must
very see... very narrow bridges that go down, where if you fall off the bridge, you fall for hundreds of feet.
Oh my God.
It's a beautiful landscape.
That sounds pretty great. But I guess essentially what you're saying is that compared to where you're from, San Francisco cycling is a lot easier, huh? Oh, good.
I do have a bicycle over there in Switzerland, but I don't go very far, and I usually just go to the train station, put it in the train, and go to the local town. That's where I can ride.
Okay. Do you ever ride to Golden Gate Park while you're there in San Francisco?
Not really.
No? Have you ever ridden?
I'm not a recreational cyclist. I really just use a bicycle.
Full utility,
for transportation. I don't really think about it that much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what's your favorite thing about San Francisco cycling? Would you? Is there anything you can say about it that makes it worthy
that
of your...
It's possible, that it's actually doable. And I like it that so many friends of mine are on bicycles, too. So when I go run some random errand, I run into all of my friends on bicycles. So
great.
I love it that it's a tech community, that just a lot of people do it, and that it's possible.
Great. Is there a place where you guys hang out in San Francisco?
Cyclists?
Yeah.
Again, I don't... sure, there's like Zeitgeist Bar and various places like that. I don't necessarily hang out at cyclist aficionados spot. I mean, I sometimes do, but just because I don't really identify so much with my means of transportation. I simply, I'm just somebody in San Francisco who happens to ride a bicycle.
Great.
And who happens to have done work around with bicycle themed artwork, but that's pretty much it. I really don't, I'm not fanatical about it.
Great. Well, let's get out of San Francisco then as we wrap this thing up. What do you think about a network of safely bikeable roads that connect to Boston?
I think that's an excellent idea.
Great. Okay. Anything you'd like to add to that thought?
Well, the distance is kind of far.
Okay. All right. Excellent.
And the weather is inclement.
Okay.
For the trekkers, please do make a bike trail through the Nevada desert. Like, I'm not going to go on it, but somebody will.
All right. Well, Mona, we've reached that point where we've pretty much kind of wrapped things up. Is there anything you'd care to add?
I don't have a prepared statement, but I'd say that...
You don't have to.
Long live, you know... Bicycling is just one of many ways of living in a way that is more sociable, that is just easy and light and not dependent on fossil fuel.
Great. That's excellent.
I'm sorry, that was not a very
that's fantastic,
complete
Mona.
Sentence there.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Wow. Well, thanks for taking some time with us today, Mona. And perhaps we'll get to visit again sometime. So thanks for you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Mona. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
That wraps up another edition of the National Bicycle Greenways Mountain Movers podcast series. We hope you enjoyed it. This has been NBG director and Awake Again author Martin Krieg. For more info about the NBG, go to nationalbicyclegreenway.com. To access this podcast in the future and to hear other shakers and movers that we've interviewed, go to bikeroute.com.